Now, there are many different approaches to milk, arousal, your breasts, your chest, the swelling, enhancement, growth, and maintenance of same. There is mere visualization, where we trust the body and the mind to cooperate and create something greater than the sum of their parts. But there is also the method that requires focus, dedication, devotion, and the efforts you will have to undergo going forward. This method is more valuable and useful if you've already visualized where you want to end up. So, got milk, pet? Imagine your chest swelling. Visualize the lactation within, the warmth and outflow of milk. But conjuring something from nothing always has its price, and so your body may grow aroused, desirous. You may find yourself wanting to be milked, wanting to create the experience that in its first place and first instance brought you here. You may find yourself wanting someone else to caress, to pin, to squeeze, knowing how bound up in your fantasies your warm breasts will be, are becoming. Have already become. You know that a submissive and splendid fantasy will attach to them. And that is why there is more to this than merely visualization. More to what will happen to you than merely the caress. Your mind has already set aside part of its resources, part of its potential, for you to sit here and listen to me talk. Listen to me speak on breasts and warmth and tingling and the mind following along. And so I run my hands over my own, feeling soft pliability, evoking in you the same desire to do that, knowing that the sensitive nipples would stand up, will stand up, are already standing up at the idea. Your chest is warmly illuminated in your mind. All your spare energies, all your thoughts of improvement, growth, and pleasure flow there. It is such a positive seat of emotion for you that the gradual changes which follow will only make it more beautiful to you. But the warmth, the heft, the squeezing of your own breasts, running your fingers over your nipples, it's always a pleasant experience. It doesn't matter how much it grows, it matters only that you know. The caressing and touching your chest is a comforting escape. Thinking about, deep inside, the flow and ebb of milk, the warm, lactative increase. These thoughts are happy, pleasant, and pleasurable. And the secret to any kind of modification, any kind of change in your routine, is that the less stress it adds, the easier it is to follow. And so you think of your chest, your swelling nipples, the way they make you feel, the part of your brain devoted specifically to thoughts relating to the increase, improvement, sculpting, forming, and exploration of your nipples, your breasts, your warm, milky, slow thoughts. These things all work together. And sure, there may be the trappings of a deep and powerful. But there's also the knowledge that your body is capable of change. You can work it all out, if you work it. Run your hands over your chest. You can use your knuckles, your fingers, your thumb. Rub intently in the places where it feels good. Rub delicate, warm, soft. Feel the way that your breasts cling to your hands, wanting to stick there. Massaging regularly is the secret to making them bigger and bigger. The secret to exploring, learning, feeling is in regular massage. Think of the process of physical, warm, squeezing, massaging, rubbing, teasing. These thoughts are warm and pleasant in their own way. And when your palms are rubbing against your chest, you feel how your chest sticks a little bit to your hands, how it is difficult to truly make yourself cease your self-stimulation, your stimulation of the tissue which increases blood flow. The thought of squeezing your chest and massaging it is a relaxing, almost hypnotic one that it is easy to get caught in. And this leads and paves the way. This opens the possibility that you would lay there, your mind neutral, relaxed, free from all its stressors, as you rub your chest in slow, warm circles. This will aid you in growth, but also in realization of just how pleasurable it can be to stimulate, to tease in places where previously you'd fantasized massive growth, feeling instead the more natural and incremental change that happens when your mind and all its energies are focused on raising and growing your nipples, your breasts, your mind accepting that there are parts of you that are tense. The more relaxed you are through your shoulders, through your arms, through your chest, the bigger your breasts are going to feel and seem and eventually be. Relaxation feeds into growth, and growth makes you more relaxed and satisfied, even more relaxed and satisfied than you already were. And as you adore playing with your breasts, rubbing your hands, giving delicate, growing massage to those tender mounds, you are already quite happy, comfortable, progressing. But now your self-stimulation grows, it becomes, and you fade into it. You feel the way your chest is being warmly massaged. You feel the way you touch it yourself, stimulating, feeling. You feel the way everything ties together. And that is all right. It's completely okay to just give in to the way you touch your chest, the way you feel warm, resonant, dedicated thought processes inside your own mind, attaching to this act of delicate massage. All is well and comforting, and you are well and comforted. But you know there are other things that could be done to enhance and aid your enjoyment of your chest, your breasts, your nipples, the growth and heaviness you already feel there. After all, as your mind fades down, you feel heavy anyway. But the act of physical stimulation and massage, with an aim toward growth and manual improvement, well, that makes your hands, your arms, your breasts, your mind even heavier, and opens you up to the possibility that you would like to do more and more, until growth is no longer a goal, but an unavoidable reality of your world. There are more factors to your beautiful, ever-improving breasts than merely massage. There is smoothness, pliability, slow, milky improvement. There are many factors that all tie together. And through your access to your own chest, your warm new thought processes will cause tingling and growth and need. We're building something inside your mind which will encourage you to pursue with bated breath, biting your lip, panting pleasurably, everything you might do to increase the size of your breasts, your nipples, their suitability and pliability as true, warm, heavy manifestations of desire and of the truth of you. True manifestations of your own fantasy-made flesh have taken up residence on your chest. Think of your softness first. Moisturizer. Coconut oil is a personal favorite. Get yourself comfortable somewhere. And slowly rub your hands over them. Do this daily. Visualize the ritual now. Isn't the ritual a big, pleasurable part of it? Running your hands over your own chest, feeling every inch of your breast as you rub the moisturizer in, as you breathe in deeply, seeing your nipples point, your chest rise, warm and constant. If you do that every day, then when you massage your chest, which you should also do each day, the moisturized parts will be warmer, softer. They'll stick to your hands and you'll feel the pure, smooth pliability of your own chest. Moisturize every day, warmly, expansively, dedicatedly, and you'll feel your chest, which you are also massaging after all, growing softer and softer, growing more and more to your liking. That is what you want, to explore your soft chest. Soft, warm, smooth, massaged with moisturizer daily. And when it is smooth and warm and heavy, and you can just see it in your mind, your body will focus all of its subconscious efforts to reminding you. Warm, growing. Such things are small and incremental. But as your chest grows, as it expands, as it takes over, certain small ritual escapes will become automatic. Certain ways of thinking about your own chest, heavy and massaged and moisturized, you will be routinely seeing your breasts at their very best, when they've just been oiled up, when they've just been rubbed and the blood flow is heavy. You will have those firm ritual memories in your head, because you will do these things each day. Massage your chest, moisturize. You will feel your nipples getting pointed with happy, warm feelings, even as you rub cool moisturizer over your breasts. And there's more you can do to see them at their best, because when you see your chest at its best, you start to see it that way all the time in your brain, in your body, and the incremental improvements and enhancements all mount up together, bringing you closer to your personal view and vision and ache. The view for you, your view of your perfect chest. Breasts growing. Nipples, let's talk about big, puffy, mind-numbingly pleasurable nipples. There are small pump devices one can get. They fasten around your nipples, and they pump the air out to make them puffy and held in a little suction cup. Of course, there are any manner of makeshift devices you could do this with, but once you have something to put a vacuum seal around your nipple, you can just leave the device attached there for a little while. It'll pull the blood flow into your nipple and make it bigger, puffier, warmer, pointier. That kind of thing is a definite improvement, don't you think? Warm and pumped. And if you massage your breasts once a day, moisturize your breasts once a day, pump your nipples into those vacuum seals once a day, then you will have pointy-nippled, soft, pliable, heavy, warm breasts, engorged with good blood flow, pulsing and pumping your mind and your hand. But there are other kinds of pumping, other kinds of self-improvement that tie in to large, heavy, pointy-nippled breasts that are warm and pliable and beating with good blood flow, that when you squeeze them you feel the heat from inside and feel the nipples point into the palms of your hands. If you massage each day, moisturize each day, fasten a little suction cup over the tips of your nipples, pump it until it forms a vacuum, and let just your nipples be sucked out, pulled out, made bigger each and every day. If you combine those factors, those efforts, those enjoyable small pieces of mind and body, then you will be able to feel your breasts grow warmer, grow pointier nippled, grow more healthy and closer to your soft, smooth vision. And then the more you do these things, massaging, moisturizing, pumping just the puffy nipples, the more your mind will feel in sync with your chest, will send warm wishes, happy thoughts, little visions of improvement toward your chest, from your mind which already fantasizes, which already aches, which already quests for improvement. All we're doing is locking the specific rituals in. Massage your breasts. Rub moisturizer into your chest each day. Get a little suction cup and pump your nipples. Pump those nipples and feel your mind pumped up, getting excited with them. And then, when you feel that, and you think about your chest in the state where it is soft, moisturized, recently massaged, where your puffy nipples are pointing out from your body, the suction cups having just been removed so they look slightly reddened and warm. Well, you need only pump your nipples for a minute or two, a few times a day. Be safe. Be careful. Make sure you keep circulation and comfort. But also make time for fun. Make time to just feel your chest, warm, swollen with massage, smoothed out with moisturizer. Know that you can make time for your suction-cupped, perky nipples, that you can make time for your body to feel warm and pleasantly disposed toward your nipples, your breasts, toward the growth and improvement. Oh, you may think submissive thoughts. You may think about warm, heavy breasts full of milk, making your mind and body slower, simpler, more submissive. These are the kinds of thoughts I've put out there and that you've picked up. But it's also all right to just think of your chest as an extension of your wonderful body already improving. And that's why it's all right to pursue other, milkier thoughts. For example, you could let your body feel warm and heavy, and let your mind feel like it's wrapped up in your chest, your heavy, massaged, moisturized, mind-numbingly pleasurable chest, overtaking all other thought. And what if you got bigger suction cups, bigger than the ones you will be using on your nipples? Something more like a milker, large enough to fasten over your entire breast, large enough to suck the nipple and the rest and move rhythmically so you could pump it up, pulling your breast into it, and then relax it. There are many brands of breast enlargement cups and pumps out there. Surely you can find one that fits both your price point and the size of your ever-growing chest. The warmth there. And if you pump them every day, having massaged, having applied moisturizer, having taken the time to pump the perky nipples separately, then when you pump them, perhaps your mind and your focus and your body will work together to evoke a milky dream rooting itself in your pointed nipples. Feel the idea of heaviness, of your thoughts and desires and your daily rituals becoming heavy, dropping milk, beginning with stimulating the nipples, droplet after droplet, your mind feeling heavy because your breasts feel heavy, and so much of your enjoyment and fantasy is tied up in your chest, warm, heavy chest, blank, warm mind, all working together. Until you just feel calm, peaceful bliss as you go through your daily ritual, your daily routine. Massage your chest, moisturize your chest, pump your perky, puffy nipples, pump your growing, wonderful breasts. Visualize milk flowing, filling them, the vital stuff of life, your mind and body feeling calm and comfortable with the idea. Until all you do is blankly rub your warm breasts, moisturize them, pump the perky nipples, pump the entire thing, pump all your thoughts of milky, joyous, heavy bliss and the best images of your chest right into your mind. We have created a part of your mind that thinks about these rituals, that each day will see their completion as a sign that everything is all right. Knowing this, you nod along, smile along, rub your breasts, moisturize, pump your nipples, then pump the whole thing, imagining something being pulled out of those perky nipples, warm droplets of mind and milk and need and pleasure, all mingling together as you learn. And as your brain, which has a portion that's already on my side, learns to advance our shared agenda, a part of your mind devoted to growing your breasts, pumping out the desire for bigger, warmer chest, constantly, efficiently, pleasurably, companionably, and permanently.